Well, the judge wanted to see her, I believe, because this was her show. This has to do with the very controversial little checkbox on the ballot where you're supposed to affirm or swear that you're an American citizen. They used this in the primary. Some people refused to check it. There was general chaos. After a while, the Secretary of State's office told the election clerks people didn't have to sign it. They just had to be told they were a citizen. And she wants to bring it back for the November election. A lot of county clerks don't want the aggravation and confusion, and they're suing in federal court. Now, the Secretary of State didn't want to show up herself. She claimed that the elections director, who's a longtime civil servant, could adequately represent her, but the judge said, no, you need to be here, and so she's going to be here. And he also told the various clerks, county and municipal clerks who are suing, they had to show up too, so it should be interesting.
Fair is fair. Republican House Speaker Jace Bolger is in the spotlight again. What's the latest with him, Jack?
Well, Rena, this is a race that a year ago Democrats would have just made a token effort in. He's from Marshall, the center of the state. The district has a 57% Republican base. But then came this great scandal where Roy Schmidt in Grand Rapids tried to flip-flop. He changed from Democratic to Republican at the last moment and tried to pay some guy who didn't even live in the district to put his name on the ballot as a Democrat. Very sleazy operation. And Bolger knew some of this. He's admitted to knowing some of it. He says he didn't know all of it. But because of the blowback from that scandal, Democrats think they have a chance to win this seat, and they're starting to make a major effort. They're starting to run ads on cable TV, say they might run them on network TV, which, of course, is a lot more expensive. In the meantime, Republicans have abandoned Roy Schmidt in Grand Rapids. They've given him up for lost. I think they would wish he would pull out and let a write-in Republican run. But both parties agree he's toast, but it's really an open question whether Democrats can be competitive for the Speaker of the House's seat, and it would be a great embarrassment if he were to lose.
Well, there's another Detroit scandal, this time involving Police Chief Ralph Godby. What do you know about this, Jack?
Well, what I know about this is sex has proved the undoing of many officials and politicians, and bizarrely, a number of Detroit police chiefs, and he seems to be the latest one. He's going through a divorce, but apparently he's been having a long-time affair, that's the allegation anyway, with a subordinate member of the department. And then apparently he took up with another woman, and she became very distraught and to the point they had to take her gun away. And this became to the mayor's attention. And so he's been suspended, and there's all sorts of rumors he's about to resign. It's very hard to see how he can survive. Ironically, his predecessor, Warren Evans, was fired for having an affair with a subordinate. It's kind of a mess, but I think what it means, it's another Excedrin headache day for poor Mayor Dave Bing, who keeps getting stymied by the city council, and now this rug was pulled out from under him.
Now, what's that they say about a woman scorned, Jack?
Well, I think what they also say is that if you're in the public spotlight, you ought to remember that you're in the public spotlight.
Indeed. Thank you, Jack. Have a great weekend.
You too.